Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, June 20th, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Blarina Lemage joins PPAC Private's NY Commercial Banking Team. Blarina Lemage has joined PPAC Private's NY Commercial Banking Team as Senior Managing Director and Group Director. With a background in commercial real estate and deposit relationship management, Blarina will lead a team at the bank's Manhattan office. She brings expertise in treasury and cash management services, trade finance, commercial and industrial lending, asset management, and human resources. Blarina's previous experience includes roles at Customers Bank and Signature Bank Flagstar Bank, where she focused on deposit growth and cash management services. She holds an MBA from NYU's Stern School of Business and a bachelor's degree from Brooklyn College and the University of Tirana. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.1 billion. Offering customized wealth management, investment banking, commercial, and personal banking solutions through PPAC Private Bank and Trust.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.